As Langdon and the others settled into plush seats in the open-air stern, Maurizio reversed the boat's Volvo Penta motor, expertly backing away from the bank. Then he spun the wheel to the right and gunned the engines forward, maneuvering his large craft through a throng of gondolas, leaving a number of striped-shirted gondolieri shaking their fists as their sleek black crafts bobbed up and down in his wake.
"Scusate,"
Maurizio called apologetically.
"VIPs."
Within seconds, Maurizio had pulled away from the congestion at Santa Lucia station and was skimming eastward along the Grand Canal. As they accelerated beneath the graceful expanse of the Ponte degli Scalzi, Langdon smelled the distinctively sweet aroma of the local delicacy, seppi al nero, squid in its own ink, which was wafting out of the canopied restaurants along the bank nearby. As they rounded a bend in the canal, the massive domed church of San Geremia came into view. "Saint Lucia," Langdon whispered, reading the saint's name from the inscription on the side of the church. "The bones of the blind."
"I'm sorry?"
Sienna glanced over, looking hopeful that Langdon might have figured out something more about the mysterious poem.
"Nothing," Langdon said. "Strange thought. Probably nothing."
He pointed to the church. "See the inscription? Saint Lucia is buried there. I sometimes lecture on hagiographic art, art depicting Christian saints, and it just occurred to me that Saint Lucia is the patron saint of the blind."
"Si, Santa Lucia," Maurizio chimed in, eager to be of service. "Saint for the blind. You know the story, no?"
Their driver looked back at them and shouted over the sound of the engines.
"Lucia was so beautiful that all men have lust for her. So, Lucia, for to be pure to God and keep virginity, she cut out her own eyes."
Sienna groaned.
"There's commitment."
"As reward for her sacrifice," Maurizio added, "God gave Lucia an even more beautiful set of eyes."
Sienna looked at Langdon.
"He does know that makes no sense, right?"
"The Lord works in mysterious ways," Langdon observed, picturing the 20 or so famous old master paintings depicting Saint Lucia carrying her own eyeballs on a platter. While there were numerous versions of the Saint Lucia tale, they all involved Lucia cutting out her lust-inducing eyes and placing them on a platter for her ardent suitor and defiantly declaring,
"Here hast thou what thou so much desired, and for the rest I beseech thee, leave me now in peace."
Eerily, it had been Holy Scripture that had inspired Lucia's self-mutilation, forever linking her to Christ's famous admonition, "If thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee." Pluck, Langdon thought, realizing the same word was used in the poem. Seek the treacherous Doge of Venice who plucked up the bones of the blind. Puzzled by the coincidence, he wondered if perhaps this was a cryptic indication that Saint Lucia was the blind person being referenced in the poem. "Maurizio," Langdon shouted, pointing to the church of San Geremia. "The bones of Saint Lucia are in that church, no?"
"A few, yes,"
Maurizio said, driving skillfully with one hand and looking back at his passengers, ignoring the boat traffic ahead.
"But mostly no. Saint Lucia is so beloved, her body has spread in churches all over the world. Venetians love Saint Lucia the most, of course, and so we celebrate—"
"Maurizio!" Ferris shouted. "Saint Lucia is blind, not you. Eyes front!" Maurizio laughed good-naturedly and turned forward just in time to handily avoid colliding with an oncoming boat. Sienna was studying Langdon.
"What are you getting at? The treacherous Doge who plucked up the bones of the blind?"
Langdon pursed his lips. "I'm not sure,"